Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm really glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most rewarding topics in the whole specification, rates of reaction and energy changes. This is topic 7, and I promise you, once it clicks, it really clicks. Now, why does this topic matter so much? Well, first of all, it comes up in almost every exam series. Examiners love it because it tests so many different skills at once. Your ability to explain using collision theory, your graph drawing skills, your maths with bond energy calculations, and your understanding of real-world chemistry. It's also a topic where students drop marks unnecessarily, and by the end of this episode, you're gonna know exactly how to avoid those traps. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper to jot things down, and let's get into it. We'll cover the core concepts first, then I'll walk you through exam technique and common mistakes, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's go. Let's start with the foundation of everything in this topic, collision theory. Here's the key idea. For a chemical reaction to happen, particles must collide with each other. But not just any collision counts. The collision must have enough energy to break the existing chemical bonds. That minimum energy needed is called the activation energy. Think of it like a hill you have to climb before you can roll down the other side. If you don't have enough energy to get over the hill, the reaction simply doesn't happen. So when we talk about the rate of reaction, how fast a reaction proceeds, we're really asking, how often are successful collisions happening? A successful collision is one where particles meet with energy equal to or greater than the activation energy. Now this leads us directly to the four main factors that affect the rate of reaction. I want you to remember these as TCSC, temperature, concentration or pressure, surface area, and catalysts. Let's go through each one. Temperature. When you increase the temperature, you give particles more kinetic energy. This means they move faster. Faster particles collide more frequently, so there are more collisions per second. But crucially, and this is the bit students often miss, the collisions are also more energetic. More particles now have energy equal to or greater than the activation energy. Both of these effects together mean the rate increases significantly with temperature. When you're explaining this in an exam, you must mention the frequency of collisions. Examiners are specifically looking for that word, concentration and pressure. If you increase the concentration of a solution or the pressure of a gas, you're essentially squeezing more particles into the same space. There are more particles per unit volume. This means particles are closer together and collide more frequently. Again, more frequent collisions means a higher rate of reaction. Notice I said more frequent, not more energetic. Temperature changes the energy of collisions. Concentration and pressure change the frequency. Surface area. This one applies when one of your reactants is a solid. Imagine a large lump of marble versus marble powder. The powder has a much greater surface area exposed to the acid. More surface area means more particles of the solid are available to collide with particles in the surrounding solution or gas. More collision sites equals more frequent collisions equals a faster rate. This is why powders react faster than lumps. Catalysts. A catalyst is a substance that speeds up a reaction without being chemically changed or used up itself. How does it do this? It provides an alternative reaction pathway, a different route from reactants to products that has a lower activation energy. Because the activation energy is lower, more particles have enough energy to react successfully. You'll see this beautifully illustrated on a reaction profile diagram where the catalyzed pathway has a lower peak than the uncatalyzed one. Now let's move on to reaction profiles because drawing and interpreting these diagrams is a guaranteed exam skill. A reaction profile, sometimes called an energy profile diagram, shows how the energy of the system changes as the reaction progresses. The x-axis is labeled progress of reaction, and the y-axis is labeled energy in kilojoules. For an exothermic reaction, one that releases energy to the surroundings, the reactants start at a higher energy level than the products. The line rises to a peak, which represents the transition state, then falls to the lower product energy level. The activation energy is the difference in energy between the reactants and the peak of the curve. The overall energy change, delta H, is negative because energy is released. For an endothermic reaction, one that absorbs energy from the surroundings, the products end up at a higher energy level than the reactants. The activation energy is still the gap from reactants to the peak, but now delta H is positive because energy is absorbed. The most common mistake students make is drawing the activation energy arrow from the wrong place. It must always go from the reactant energy level up to the peak, not from the bottom of the graph and not from the products. Always from the reactants to the peak. Now let's talk about bond energy calculations. This is where the maths comes in, and it's actually very satisfying once you've got the method. Here's the key principle. Breaking bonds requires energy. It's endothermic. Making bonds releases energy. It's exothermic. You need to remember this the right way around because many students get it backwards. The formula is delta H equals the sum of bond energies broken minus the sum of bond energies made. Let me walk you through an example. Consider the reaction between hydrogen and chlorine to make hydrogen chloride. H2 plus Cl2 gives 2HCl. Step 1, identify the bonds broken. We break one HH bond, which has a bond energy of 436 kilojoules per mole. We also break one ClCl bond, which has a bond energy of 242 kilojoules per mole. Total energy in equals 436 plus 242, which is 678 kilojoules per mole. Step 2, identify the bonds made. We make two HCl bonds, each with a bond energy of 431 kilojoules per mole. Total energy out equals 2 times 431, which is 862 kilojoules per mole. Step 3, calculate delta H. Delta H equals 678 minus 862, which equals negative 184 kilojoules per mole. The negative sign tells us this is exothermic. More energy is released, making bonds, than is required to break them. If your answer is positive, the reaction is endothermic. Always show all you're working. Examiner's award method marks even if you make an arithmetic error. And always include the unit, kilojoules per mole. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip 1, always use the word frequency when explaining rate changes. If a question asks you to explain how increasing concentration increases the rate of reaction, you must say there are more particles per unit volume, so collisions occur more frequently. If you just say more collisions, you might not get the mark. Examiners are looking for precision. Tip 2, when drawing reaction profiles, use a ruler for your axes and label everything. The axes need labels, energy in kilojoules on the y-axis, and progress of reaction on the x-axis. Mark the reactant and product energy levels with horizontal dashed lines. Draw the activation energy arrow from the reactant level to the peak, not from the bottom. And mark delta H as the difference between reactant and product levels. Tip 3, in bond energy calculations, always write out the bonds explicitly. Don't try to do it in your head. Write bonds broken, 1 times HH equals 436 and so on. This way, if you make a mistake, the examiner can still award method marks. Tip 4, don't confuse rate of reaction with yield or extent of reaction. A catalyst speeds up the rate. It does not change the amount of product made. The yield stays the same. The reaction just gets there faster. Tip 5, remember that catalysts are not used up. They are chemically unchanged at the end of the reaction. If an exam question asks you to describe a catalyst, include this point. Tip 6, for the command word explain, always use the word because to link your cause and effect. Increasing temperature increases the rate of reaction because particles have more kinetic energy, so collisions are more frequent and more energetic, meaning more particles have energy greater than or equal to the activation energy. That's a full mark explanation and one big common mistake. Confusing which process is endothermic and which is exothermic when it comes to bonds. Breaking bonds is endothermic. You put energy in to break them apart. Making bonds is exothermic. Energy is released when new bonds form. Think of it like this. Breaking up is hard work. It costs energy. Making new connections releases energy. That's your memory hook. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the minimum energy needed for a collision to result in a reaction? Activation energy. Well done if you got that. Question 2. Name the four factors that increase the rate of reaction. Temperature, concentration or pressure, surface area, and catalysts. Question 3. In a bond energy calculation, is bond breaking endothermic or exothermic? Endothermic, it requires energy input. Question 4. On a reaction profile for an exothermic reaction, are the products at a higher or lower energy level than the reactants? Lower. Energy is released, so products are lower. Question 5. What does a catalyst do to the activation energy? It lowers it by providing an alternative reaction pathway. Question 6. What is the formula for calculating the overall energy change using bond energies? Delta H equals bonds broken minus bonds made. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back and review those sections. Let's bring it all together with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today. 1, reactions happen when particles collide with energy equal to or greater than the activation energy. This is collision theory. 2, rate of reaction increases with temperature, concentration or pressure, surface area, and the use of a catalyst. Always explain in terms of collision frequency and energy. 3, reaction profiles show energy on the y-axis and progress of reaction on the x-axis. Activation energy goes from reactant level to the peak. Exothermic reactions have products lower than reactants. Endothermic reactions have products higher. 4, bond breaking is endothermic. Bond making is exothermic. Delta H equals bonds broken minus bonds made. A negative answer means exothermic, positive means endothermic. 50 for effort, show all working in calculations, include units, and use precise language and explanations, especially the word frequency. That's it for today's episode. You've covered collision theory, the 4 factors affecting rate, reaction profiles, and bond energy calculations. That's the whole topic. Now go and test yourself with some past paper questions. The more you practice retrieving this information, the more it'll stick. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.